if your daughter didn't help you say with the dishes, you'd say she went off playing what helped you? She went off playing she didn't help you, she went off playing
hooking?
No, she went off playing like not, she didn't help you, instead she did something else. You'd say she went off playing in, she didn't help you, rather than helping you, when you could have used help, you might say afterwards, why did you sit around when you could have helped me? How would you say that?
Sort of balled up, but I don't know how to.
How would you say if you say somebody is, you like a person, but you're not sure of the reason, you say, I just like him.
I like him because he is a friendly
person. You said because. Do you ever say things on account of or anything like that?
Well, account of is hospitality, good behavior, or something.
Okay. What's the name of the big church in the South? The big religion in the South, would you say? It's not Methodist, but it's...
Oh, the Catholic, I guess.
No, there's another kind.
Baptist?
Okay. If two people became church members, you'd say they started going to the church. You'd say they
good friends.
No, they, if a couple people started off at it, started to go, say they hadn't gone before, they're newcomers in the town. Say, you'd say they and they did what to the church?
They were beginners? Or
say that they joined
the church?
Would you say that?
Well, I don't know. Some might.
Oh, okay. Now, who's the name of the... What's what would you call the Heavenly Father?
Who's the Lord?
The Lord. You'd say what? Who do we pray to in church?
You pray to God.
Yeah. And what is it that the preacher delivers? What do you call it?
That? He delivers a message or a sermon.
Okay.
The gospel.
Okay. What about the choir and the organist? They provide.
They provide the music.
Okay. And if you really like that music, say something else. If you really like the sunset or really like the picture, you'd say, "Oh, that picture is really,
really beautiful."
All right. What would you call the name? What would you call the name of the enemy and the opposite of God? You know, the thing with the horns and tail.
Oh, that'd be Satan, the devil.
You ever call him anything else? Funny names for him, or names, serious names, or scary names when you were a kid? Or you ever hear like boogeyman? Anything like that?
Well, they used to tell children that the boogeyman would get them.
Mm-hmm.
That meant Satan.
Mm-hmm. It was the same old guy with the pitchfork and the hooves and the tail. And
yeah, they picture him up that way, but I don't think he's that kind of a... I think he's got a polished up picture.
Okay.